could
pick. Oh, sorry, I was waiting as well. This is Michelle.
Michelle, why don't you go ahead?
Thank you. Sorry. I wanted to suggest the idea that there could be a standardized way to deal with the holidays that we want to address as they come up. And so if there was a drop-in system on a website or through a Google form or something like that, where we could sort of train the station to participate in the national efforts the same way each time, rather than, you know, starting from scratch and developing, you know, a new model each time. I feel like we could do a lot to make it simpler, and we could coordinate things like messaging and still allow the stations to do their own, you know, building out of what it should look like for their community and provide the support and the direction that's needed to make sure that we are, like, operating as a network.
I completely agree with you. It's called futures. Anyone who's been involved with any editorial would know that term. It's where you basically look out into the future and you determine certain programming initiatives you want to deal with, and you build for it in advance. That is definitely what the PDs are working on currently. And so I think what you said is something they're working on, and it's a great suggestion.
Carol, for the staff.
Go on, Carol, you first.
Yeah. Michelle, I just want to point you to audioport.org, where you can see all the Pacifica programs are shared. And I also wanted to say that we had a great program for International Women's Day, and we did post it on Audioport. I don't know if anybody was able to use it, but we had 18 hours for International Women's Day. It was a collaborative effort with all, you know, paid and unpaid staff and everybody. So I think it is possible. We also have the, you know, sunrise ceremonies broadcast live from Alcatraz for Indigenous Peoples Day and also for Thanksgiving. So those are, you know, wonderful ceremonies that you can hear.
Go on, Cliff.
Yeah, I was just going to say that I support Maxine, what he said about that probably each individual station should take up the cudgel, but maybe one thing we as a programming committee could do is just that these monthly meetings maybe just have 2 or 3 minutes of people bringing up what they think are really important issues or holidays that are coming up, because they may be more important in one part of the country and lesser in another. And, you know, we may not be fully aware, but anyway, I just think it'd be a good idea to bring up these things, and maybe just so we get the idea in the different stations' minds, not necessarily to create a nationwide program, but just the idea that maybe, you know, we might have a thought that about an important program that maybe another station hasn't thought of. That's all I'm saying.
Michelle, are you there?
Yes.
Yes. Could perhaps, you know, you think about, it'd be interesting to project out for the next 6 months or even for a year, what dates might be interesting to do interesting creative national programming, even given the opinions that Maxie has about the difficulties of the stations doing things, which I may not completely agree with, but anyway, that's one understanding of it. But maybe think about what would be a whole year of dates that might be interesting for us to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be something you'd be interested to? Because I personally remember, Cliff was on the committee last time, I personally think we should deal with International Holocaust Day, the day that Auschwitz was liberated. But there's other issues like that come in, because Juneteenth is the perfect day to deal with these kind of questions about, you know, everything comes out of it.
Hey, Tim, this is Max.
Like that too. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, what I was going to say is I have a document I'll share with the committee, and I'll share it through you. It lists all the heritage months, all the holidays in the season, and it's an annual. It's one document. It has all the key dates for the entire year. It's actually two pages. And so I'll share that with you so that you can share that with the rest of the committee.
Okay, cool.
And that way you can, I think that's a great starting point. There may be, there's certainly going to be more things that can be celebrated, but that's a good starting point. I'll share that.
Right, great. But just think about that, Michelle, or other people. Maybe we could, you know, think of a whole calendar of a year of events, which we
Yeah, I'd be happy to participate in that conversation.
Please, you do. And also, frankly, your knowledge of Southern Africa raises questions about dates that are relevant in the history of Africa, to mm-hmm. put into the mix there, too, because, you know, that, to me, is significant. Or other parts of the world that would be interested to do programming on, which is in relationship to what the mission is, to talk about the entire world and try to create understanding about the entire world. We don't have to just be American-centric on this. We could think globally.
Absolutely.
But anyway, but in terms of this resolution, because, again, I want to push back on Maxi. I personally think that doing something on Indigenous Peoples Day, whether it's done individually by the states in their own way or not, I just want to push forward that this is a resolution that should go up to the PNB for them to discuss about. And I'd like to call the question on it.
Yeah, Jim, let me be real clear. I'm not saying you don't have a good idea. What I'm saying is on the ground, the stations aren't built for what you're suggesting yet. They're working towards it, but they're not built for it. We don't have programs that cross all the stations that are shared that way. We just don't. That's not how they operate. The PD, the PD in DC is much better working with her programmers than she is working with the program director in Houston. That's just the reality of our situation. And so we can want and aspire to that all day long. What I'm telling you is that the culture is not there yet, and we're working towards it, but it's just not there. That's why these great ideas have not resonated and have not materialized in shared national programs. They all do it separately.
Well, all right. Well, that's a fair point. And I don't dispute your perception about that or your understanding about that. But I do say that there is, here's where perhaps, you know, the question of the folks that are appointed to be on a committee like this, well, they have to lead in a way. They have to lead and say, okay, this is not a bad idea. Maybe we should think about it, even if it's a little bit ahead of perhaps what's going to be happening on the ground. The same way we're talking about the coverage of the war. I mean, I think that's a perfectly valid thing to raise that earlier, a perfectly valid thing to bring up. You know, we're on the verge of a shooting war. We could be in a shooting war next week for all I know. And it's sort of interesting to me that there hasn't been a discussion, according to you, with PDs about how to cover it. And, you know, what are they going to do? They're going to have, like, to devolve it to the voluntary programmers? Yeah, I mean, there's ways to go and lead above the way we normally do programming.
We meet, Jim, we meet.
Michelle, for the sec.
We meet weekly. It just wasn't the topic of last week's meeting. That doesn't mean that the PDs aren't individually already working with their programmers to do programming of the sort that you're talking about. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but the problem I have with the kind of coverage that they're going to do on the Middle East, frankly, coming out of New York, is that I don't want to get I will refrain from my first initial comment I was going to make, but let's put it this way. It could be better than what I think that they would try to think that they would do in response to it. But anyway, Michelle, you go on, please.
Yeah, I just wanted to interject that I hear the concerns. I don't want to underestimate the undertaking that it will take to do regular and professional coordinated programming. However, I do need to say that what we need when it comes to this this potential war situation, if we do end up in, you know, as it was phrased, a shooting war, then we need professional, coordinated, high-level, reliable, informative coverage on a regular basis. And, you know, that honestly could make the difference in helping to turn these stations around in the eyes of a lot of our community.
Maxie, to the staff.
Yeah, Maxie.
No, I yield to Nancy. I talk a lot.
Go on, Nancy.
Yeah, it seems like there, you know, you're talking about two different types of programming in with respect to time, temporally, the calendar of events that you want all the stations to do, and then you also want them to do, everyone to do something on the war, teach-ins and things like that. It's much easier for the stations to do the items that are on the calendar that are upcoming, and it seems like it would be good to put our energy to developing national programming that the stations can individually pick up, to put it upon them to individually come up with programming to on the war, I think would be difficult. They don't have any reporters. I mean, the staff are really, really sparse, and put upon them something like reporting on what's, you know, the drumming up towards war, I think, is too much for them. But I'm sure they would love to have some national programming that they could put on for that.
All right.
This is Donald for the stack.
Go on, Donald.
I want to say I'm sympathetic to what you, Jim, and what Lexi is saying as well. I think we have a very serious conundrum having to do forces. Obviously, the programming that you are proposing, you know, assumes that we have a national programming capacity. And essentially, we do not. We do not have the financial resources established, if you will, a national bureau that that can actually be taking on this kind of reportage. I would say Democracy Now! Obviously does do part of this already, but obviously not completely. So until and unless every station in this network becomes financially viable, it really handcuffs our ability to create something on a national level that would then discuss further. And I'm sure, Maxie, you think about this conundrum as well.
I do, and I appreciate your comments.
Who else is on the stack? All right.
Who is that? Oh, I was just going to follow up with a comment. It's Nancy.
Go on, Nancy.
So just maybe, you know, we could brainstorm a bit about ways that we could provide some national support for issues that we want covered that come up on the spur of the moment, like this war thing. Maybe, like, for example, the organization we were talking to tonight would be a resource that we could point the individual stations to. You know, we could have a, I mean, that's just one idea. Maybe other people can come up with some other ideas, ways that national, without a lot of monetary resources, could help stations deal with issues that come up on the spur of the moment that need to be dealt with in the news cycle. Other than taking something from wherever we take it from.
Anybody else on this issue? All right, Jim, just a sec. For the information of the people on this call, I worked in the news hour during the Gulf War. I was used by the network to cover the Gulf War. I had covered the Iran-Iraq War as a journalist in the 1980s. So we have people in New York, we have people throughout the network who can contribute to this coverage right now. Including myself, I can certainly put people in touch with others to talk about this in an intelligent, informed way. So I do not accept the fact that we cannot start to deal with this right now. To me, that's unacceptable. I think that if you look at what grows Pacifica in the past, it's our ability to respond in unique ways to to situations like this, which other networks cannot do. I do not consider just relying on Democracy Now! Enough. That may be the fact that everything's fallen apart in the different states in the past 10 to 15 years. But approaching situations like this reflect the silo nature of how we've gotten in terms of covering issues. So that's my approach to the question of covering the situation that we could be in the next week. It's unacceptable that we can't move forward to figure out a way to handle this. On the branding issue with doing stuff on heritage-type days or days of indigenous people, et cetera, I also think it's not enough to just simply argue that we can't do it locally, because it's time to push the envelope locally. People, there's a lot of energy in these volunteer producers at all these stations, and the question is just getting them more focused on working together in these kind of situations. And something like Indigenous Peoples Today is an open day. Anyway.
Hey, Jim Max.
Yes, sir.
Why don't we challenge you then to demonstrate a low-res prototype of this, since you believe that this is a no-brainer and should be done and everyone can do it. Why don't you take the next month and demonstrate how it can be done? Why don't you prove the concept so that we are all... Whichever one you want to choose. Because my point is, if you can demonstrate the model, then it can be replicated. So do that and show us how it's done with no resources, pulling people from the city who will just volunteer their reporting expertise and skill and their analysis and commentary for the purposes that you've articulated. Again, I'd love to see it happen, because if you can prove the model, then it can be replicated.
Well, I certainly think on the golf crisis here, and I don't have to say that Washington, D.C. is also filled with many knowledgeable people about this subject, too.
Just prove the concept. Just prove the concept.
All right. All right, you threw down the gauntlet, and I'll pick it up, baby.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right, so where are we at on this?
Cliff to the stack.
Yes,
thank you, Jim.
Go on, Cliff.
At least four of the cities we have Pacifica stations in, I'm sure we have deep resources with regard to, like, Muslim groups, Jewish Voice for Peace, Iranian groups and so on, et cetera, that we can draw on. I've heard our local station here in Washington draw on this with regard to the war just in the last week or so, and I have no doubt that you have equal resources in Berkeley and L.A. and New York City, probably Houston. I don't know Houston, but certainly those four absolutely have the resources. So I'm sure we can draw on them.
Yeah. Anyway, I will take the ball and run with it tomorrow, Maxie. Anyone else to the stack on this? All right. Are we going to vote on this August 9th thing, or what are we going to do here? Or remain sort of in limbo, if you will. Okay. All right. Anybody else want to say something before we close the meeting?
Carol for the stack.
Yes, Carol.
Don, are you on?
Yes.
I just wanted to let you know that you were nominated as chair, as was Jim Dingman. And so I'm just wondering if you wanted to accept that nomination, or if you wanted to not accept that nomination. But it would help us maybe with the election going forward.
Due to my widespread activity on the PNB and various committees, that would be impossible for me to chair this. So I respectfully decline and thank you, whoever nominated me.
Yeah, thank you for the clarity. That just helps us, you know, move on. And we may not have a huge election issue. And I also want to say that, James, if you are interested in being vice chair, I would step down from being nominated for that.
Jim, are you on the line? Jim?
Yes, I'm here. Yes, and that's okay with me.
Okay, so we're getting closer.
All right, so how far are we along on this, Carol?
On the election?
Yeah.
Well, so we have you nominated for chair, and we have James nominated for vice chair, and we have nobody for secretary, but we might try and ask other people because they don't have to be a voting member, and they could be on this committee as a secretary. So I think we're getting so I would just move that we Jim, if you send out the notes to ask for any other nominations, just check with that. And if there's no other nominations by the next meeting, then we may not even have to have a big election for that.
All right. In terms of the note, the minutes, though, that's a problem. I don't want to get stuck having to do that all the time because it is time-consuming.
Well, I don't think we passed anything today, did we?
Well, not really. We were about to, but then we had a little argument about it. Anyway.
So it's just who showed up. I don't have the roll.
Yeah, that's all right. All right. Well, why don't we adjourn that? Because I guess we sort of reached a stalemate on this issue.
You need to move closer to the phone.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Not great.
Okay, I guess on the August 9th Indigenous Peoples Day, if I call the question, where are we going to stand on this one?
Cliff of PFW.
Come on, Cliff.
We have an amazing person, Jay Winter Nightwolf, on WPFW, and I have no doubt that he will undoubtedly have a couple hours at least on Indigenous Peoples Day. He does it every Columbus Day or every Thanksgiving, et cetera, so he is very fierce about these days.
He's a Native American producer?
Yes. Maxie, why don't I suggest this on this? I will ask the Native American producers in New York, who I've already asked about this, and I'm going to talk to them about it, and then we'll sort of communicate about it, because I know they're interested in this, and there are people in Berkeley.
So here's what I want to suggest, is that Maxie said that they're trying to have current things on AudioPort. Maybe this could be a trial one that, Indigenous Peoples Day could go up on AudioPort and different stations could post what they're doing.
All right, what the hell? All right, how's that, Maxie?
I think that's a great idea. In fact, I think if I were to craft a motion, I would suggest something to the effect that the motion should be that the affiliate network utilize AudioPort to create a communal space, if you will, for aggregating First Nation, Native American programming in honor of the date that you suggested. So I like that idea a lot. Thanks, Good.
Nancy, I have a question.
Go on, Nancy.
Is this programming that's done a week ahead or something like that, and it's posted so that people can review it and see what they want to air on their station?
Some yes, some no.
Yeah. In an ideal world, this programming would be posted months in advance so that people could program it and promote it. But I would imagine it'll be a trickling in kind of thing. A lot of it won't be known until the week of.
Well, the thing is just to see, again, albeit your comments about the capacity, which I am not going to disagree with, the question is to see what can happen given the limited capacity with something like this being encouraged to be done. All right?
Yep.
I mean, respecting your perceptions and realistic assessments of what you've seen in each station, at the same time, giving those who want to have the opportunity to do this the opportunity to do it and work together. And let's see what they produce.
Yeah, to that, in that spirit, what I would suggest is that not only pre-recorded programs be made available at that time, but it might be good for AudioPort to provide a roster of programming that is scheduled for that day.
Yeah.
And that might lend better to what you're
saying. Ongoing. Mm-hmm.
All right. Is that something we all can agree upon? Does that be rewarding there?
Yeah, that sounds good. That sounds good. I have to get off the call, everybody. So,
right,
thank you.
Bye. We're all on board on this one. Yeah. I can sort of modify that.
This is Michelle. This is kind of like what I was talking about. It could be a model for how to get all the stations participating together in a way that sort of removes the middleman and sort of trains them to do it the same way every time.
Yeah,
right. That's exactly what we'd like to get to, I would think. Anyway, is everybody on board on that one?
Sure.
Yes.
Cool. Okay, so Maxie, if you can send me your wording about that, I'll incorporate that. Then we'll sort of consider that we'll pass it up to the PNB.
Okay. It wasn't right. Me who created the original motion, so
is that
something
me.
That you forward?
I created the original motion, so you and I.
Okay, I'll look forward and I'll amend it, and I'll also send you that list.
All right, bye-bye.
Update.
All right, thank
okay.
you, guys.
Thank you.
All right.
Are we adjourned?
I guess so. It sounds
I never heard of that.
Good night, everyone.
Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Good night.